This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 17th. God's word for you today is Passionate Plea. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 103, verse 7, which says, He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The voice translation of the same scripture reads, He showed Moses His ways. He allowed His people Israel to see His wonders and acts of power. The children of Israel just saw God's acts and saw the miracles, but they did not know how it came. They saw manna, but they did not know how it came, but they ate it anyway. They saw water from the rock. Even though they did not know how the water came, they drank it anyway. They saw the river part, but they did not know how it happened, yet they walked through it anyway. However, Moses knew the ways of God. Moses knew what to do to bring the water from the rock through God. That is where God wants you to be. God does not just want you to see miracles in your life and not know how they came about. God wants to show you His ways so that you can deliberately bring about the miracles. You are able to replicate the things you do for God because the first one you did was not a flock. When God's favorite house was going to start, to show you how much there was, I emptied my account, but I could only pay for the first two services. But I said to the people with me at that time that what happened there was not by chance. It did not just happen. It was made to happen. And we are going to do greater work to the glory of God. Eliab thought David was arrogant, but it was not arrogance. The truth is, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11, verse 32. Please read. They do not stumble upon exploits. They do it. There are ways that you can deliberately open the heavens. Elijah was a man of God, a prophet, but you have a better covenant than Elijah. And the word of God says to us clearly in James 5, verse 17 to 18, which says, Remember Elijah? He was a man no different from us. He prayed with great intensity, asking God to withhold the rain. God answered his prayers and did not allow a single drop of rain to fall for 3.5 years. It did not rain again until Elijah prayed again for God to open the skies. Then the rain came down and the earth produced a great crop. Elijah was a man no different from us. What does no different mean? There was nothing special about Elijah. We just read that in the Bible, and I did not write the Bible. The King James Version says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. Like passions means he liked the same things we like. You like to eat, he liked to eat. You do not like to fast and pray, he also did not like to fast and pray. You like your sleep, he also liked his sleep. But Elijah overcame it. He was a man like us. No difference from us, but he showed us something huge. Elijah prayed. How did he pray? With great intensity. How should you pray? With great intensity, asking God to withhold rain, and God answered him. God will answer our prayers. Let us pray. Father, make me passionate and wholehearted in prayer. Teach me to pray bold, audacious prayers for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.